Upon examining what takes place in the environment naturally, I came up with a revolutionary answer about what makes some water sources more healing than others. The answer is this: what makes water the ultimate functional healing water that comes from the environment is the underlying subtle vibrational signals established in water based on the spontaneous application of natural forces that take place on the land. More specifically, functionality in water in terms of healing the body doesn't have anything to do with the following: high concentrations of unnaturally structured colloidal minerals, marked decrease in surface tension that makes water function like a surfactant, that is, like a soap, way beyond the norm pH changes to reach alkaline levels of 8 to 10, high levels of free hydrogen ions, or extremes in electrical potential. The fact is that the healthiest water from the environment has minute amounts of colloidal minerals, slight shifts in surface tension, a pH that is slightly on the acidic side just below 7, very little change in terms of the level of hydrogen ions as well as electrical conductivity. In fact, the products and technologies that are all about changing water in ways that do not match the condition of natural water can actually make people ill, because the entire chemistry of the body can be thrown out of balance. Out of all these altered water properties, pH is the most misunderstood. Normalizing body pH should be based on what food a person eats and not based on drinking water. I have examined two different waters from natural sources that are reputed to have profound healing properties. These are the glacial runoff water from high in the Himalayas of Hunzaland, and water from a sacred spring still owned by a Native American tribe in the Pacific Northwest. What I have observed in these waters is that none of the unnatural and out-of-whack changes I just cited exist in these waters. The experiences from drinking these highly functional waters that come from natural sources are much different than drinking most other water. With both water sources, there are reports of disease-free native societies where people have lived much longer than the average human lifespan. But in these natural water sources from the land, there's nothing discrete in the water on the level of dramatic changes in minerals, pH, surface tension, free hydrogen ions, and electrical conductivity to make them that much different than any other water source. What is different about these highly functional waters from the environment is that they are imbued with an underlying subtle vibrational message that literally feeds the cells of the body with essential information to maintain the highest level of coherent chemical and neurological communication and interaction between cells. Why not simply drink these healing waters from the environment? This is not really feasible or even advisable. The reason is that the two water sources I cited as examples, as well as all other outstanding healing water sources, are very isolated and not really available in a practical way. It is not feasible to transport water to other countries that come from high in the Himalayas of Hunzaland, and the water source in the Pacific Northwest is a highly guarded and treasured secret and not really available in its pristine form to the public. In addition, these natural water sources and all others on the planet are gradually being destroyed in terms of their pristine functional qualities by the encroachment of modern society on the environment. Fortunately, I have discovered the M-activation technology, which harnesses natural forces in the same way that is found in the environment. There are only two components to consider when duplicating natural forces. One, the natural motion of water that occurs in streams, springs, and other sources of moving water, and two, the subtle vibrational emissions that come from the ground. On the basis of these two components, I have discovered the M-water activation technology.